USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden is delivering a dark message regarding the coronavirus cases that continue to rise across the United States.
Truthfully, we remain in a very dark winter. Infection rates are up 34%. More people are being hospitalized because of COVID than ever before.
Biden again calling on Americans to wear face masks for the first 100 days of his administration. With Democrats in control of the House, Senate, and White House, Americans are feeling less confident about the economy to start the new year. That's what a University of Michigan consumer sentiment poll is showing. However, the chief economist of the poll says it's a relatively small decline given the pandemic and recent violent events at the U.S. Capitol. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey admitted his company's decision to ban President Trump from its platform set a dangerous precedent. In this leaked audio that was sent by a Twitter employee to Project Veritas, Dorsey says President Trump is only the beginning.
We are focused on one account right now, but this is going to be much bigger than just one account, and it's going to go on for much longer than just this day, this week. I don't believe this is going away anytime soon. And the moves that we're making today around QAnon, for instance, is one such example of a much broader approach that we should be looking at and going deeper on.
The United States Postal Service is rolling out its Forever Stamps honorees for 2021, and it will include Baseball Hall of Famer Yogi Berra. The 10-time World Series champion and New York Yankee great, known for his witty quips like "It's getting late early." USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former member of the Trump administration is speaking out regarding impeachment.
With the Senate considering when to take up the articles of impeachment against President Trump, former Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker says the House's action was more of a no-confidence vote than an actual impeachment. He tells Newsmax TV the effort will ultimately have no impact on the lives of everyday Americans.
This is not an impeachment. This is not consistent with impeachments throughout the history of our republic. And really, at some point in time, somebody has to just say, this is not a serious effort to prove facts and ultimately, you know, convict a president or a public servant. This is just a show of raw political force that will die in the Senate and, you know, be recorded by history, I guess, which is Nancy Pelosi's sole purpose is to have President Trump be the only person that's impeached twice. But ultimately, this has no, like, impact as to, Americans suffering from the coronavirus epidemic, and entrepreneurs who, are trying to figure out how to grow their businesses in this era.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The NFL playoffs crank back up Saturday and Sunday with doubleheaders on each day. Saturday, your first game will see the Green Bay Packers host the Los Angeles Rams. In the nightcap, the Ravens head to Buffalo to play against the Bills. Sunday, the Kansas City Chiefs host the Cleveland Browns, and the New Orleans Saints host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.